The Chamai Dance Festival wrapped up in Bethel Sunday night. The three-day event featured more than 20 dance groups from the YK Delta to Japan. KYUK's Shane Iverson has more.
The Chamai Dance Festival is on its 17th year. It started out as an event to pull together Yupik dancers from across the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Maurice Naniluk is singing with the Kuskokwim campus dancers. He's been teaching the college students songs from around the region.
Just about all different places from around here, a couple songs that I composed myself also. TVAC, for sure, was one of them. Scammon Bay. My mind's a blank right now.
Naniluk is mentally and physically exhausted. He's become a common figure at Chamai by performing and drumming with about half a dozen groups.
Whoever needs my help most, I'm up there.
The festival was spiced up with some international flair. A group of Sudanese dancers took to the stage wearing striking traditional clothing.
My name is Tor. It's good for other people to know different culture as well. Even though we hear and we see different people, how they dance and how they perform their dance.
The dancers are from the same clan known as Nuer. They have been living in Anchorage for about 3.5 years. They keep busy with their traditional dances. Men wear white knee-length garments and had large, bright yellow tassels tied to their elbows. The women in the group wore brightly colored pattern dresses and skirts with brown tasseled balls tied around their waists.
We have line running, and that's what you guys have been seeing in there. Women came with different line, and then they dance differently than men, and that's what we just try different step because we have so many steps that we perform.
At Chamai, Tor was exposed to the regional dialect of Yupik. He reciprocated with his own language called Nuer. Tor says his translation means Bethel is a good community and they enjoy being here and enjoy seeing different cultures. At any Chamai, the front rows are left clear of seats so that kids can get an up-close view of the action from the floor. Their favorite was Static Elements, a breakdancing group from Anchorage.
That was cool.
It was awesome.
They did all these flips and things that normal people can't do.
My name is Sai. I'm the leader of this group. It's the people out there that makes us want to dance.
Yes, yes.
It's how loud they root for us, that it energizes us, so that we can do what we do out there. Yes. Oh, that's called the flare windmills. Flare windmills, flare windmills, flare windmills, flare. It's a combination, and that always gets the crowd.
Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.